So when I was growing up, my dad always took great care of his lawn, and he instilled in all of us kids a great hatred of weeds. Weeds were not tolerated in our yard, at our house, so luckily getting rid of them was a pretty easy task. If one grew up in the yard, we just ripped it out and it was gone. If the problem was a little bigger, then we might have to spray something on the ground to get rid of them. But still, a pretty quick and easy solution to the problem, and it kept the yard looking nice. Because that's how we are, isn't it? We like things to be nice, not just our yards, but our life. We want things to be nice and orderly. We want things to go our way. We want success. We want to get along with each other. We want to stay healthy and safe. We don't want any problems or conflicts to sprout up and ruin that picturesque landscape that we try to create with our daily lives. And if any of these problematic weeds do pop up, we want to just rip them out. That is, we want a quick and easy solution to get rid of them. And sometimes this actually works out. Sometimes a headache can be quickly relieved with a little medicine. Sometimes a squeaky door hinge can be easily fixed with a dab of oil or WD-40. Sometimes minor inconveniences can be solved with quick fixes. But some problems are much more complex. There are some weeds that can't be unearthed that easily. Chronic illness, the effects of abuse, addictions, damaged relationships, political disputes, social unrest, global pandemics. All of these are very complicated issues, and they can't just be taken care of with a quick solution. These problems require a lot more time and a lot more care to deal with. And that's the lesson that the servants learn in today's gospel. One of the parables that Jesus gives is the parable of the weeds in the field. So the servants find weeds growing up in the wheat field, and they want to just tear them out. That is, they want the quick and easy solution to taking care of the problem. But the master of the house tells them, no, let the weeds grow, because the situation is a lot more complicated than they realize. Here's what I find fascinating about this passage. Jesus isn't just making up some story, but he's actually making a reference to a real-life scenario. If we go back and we look at the original manuscripts of the gospel in its original language, we see that Jesus isn't talking about just some random weed, but he's actually naming a specific type of weed. And the weed that he's talking about is called darnel. And now darnel is a very complicated weed. It's called wheat's evil twin because it's very similar to wheat in appearance, except it's poisonous. And what makes it so complicated is the roots of the darnel would become entangled and become entwined with the roots of the wheat. And so if you find it growing in your field, there's really nothing you can do about it except just let it grow. Because if you try to pull the weed out, what's going to happen is it's going to pull the wheat right out with it because the roots are so just tangled around each other. And so the only thing you can do is wait. You just have to let the weed grow alongside the wheat and then hope you can sort it out at harvest time. So what the servants are learning in this parable is that some problems are more complex than they seem at first. Sometimes there is a complicated web of issues that is in place below the surface. Sometimes it's the very root of the problem that needs to be addressed. And sometimes simplistic solutions that don't address that root problem might end up causing more harm than they do good. And so this is an important lesson for all of us as we look at the various problems in our world, in our country, in our families, even within our very selves. We face these difficulties, these challenges. We see things that we don't want to see, but rooting them out is often way more complicated than it looks. And accomplishing this task takes a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of work, a lot of understanding, education, and prayer. We may not always be able to see below the surface and know what's going on or why things are happening or how we need to go about fixing things. But one thing that Christ has promised us continually is that we do not face our problems alone. We do not carry our crosses by ourselves. God is able to look into the depths of our heart, into the darkness of our problems, and He is able to sort it all out. So we need to continue to go to the Lord in prayer, to receive His grace in the sacraments, to make Him an integral part of our lives. Because by inviting Him into that tangled mess of our lives, we can allow Him to sort through all that clutter, to untangle all of those roots and sort things out. But the Lord doesn't want to do this alone. He wants to work with us in this. The majority of the work may be God's, but He wants us to do what little we are able to do. Think of the other two parables that Jesus tells today. Think of that tiny little mustard seed that becomes the largest of plants, or that little bit of yeast that leavened the entire batch of dough. The lesson here is that we don't have to do great things in order to affect change. But oftentimes, great and mighty things have very small beginnings. So I want to close with this. One of my favorite books is J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit. And a few years back, the book was adapted into a trilogy of movies. And I know that the films were very controversial among Tolkien fans. They got very mixed reviews. But if you've seen them, regardless of your opinion, there's a quote in the movie that I really like. The wizard Gandalf is talking with another character about some of the evil in the world, some of the problems and the complexities that they're facing. And he has this great line. He says, "Saruman," that's another character in the story, "Saruman believes it is only great power that can hold evil in check. But that is not what I have found. I have found that it is the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Simple acts of kindness and love." We can't always do great things. We can't always fix our problems overnight. And we can't do it alone either. We need God to help us sort through the mess. But we can make small choices every day in the ordinary events of our everyday lives to choose goodness, to choose love. And as we patiently struggle through the chaos that surrounds us, if we allow the Lord and His grace to work through us, then those little actions of ours can be like that little bit of yeast that affects the whole batch. And over time, we can bring about great change.